Hello, my name is Ed Shang. I'd like to talk to you about the quantum field and how, as an American shaman, my job is to guide you into it, to ultimately become a part of the field itself. It goes by many names: Nirvana, Heaven on Earth, the Akashic Records, Bliss, the Awakened State. A shaman from Costa Rica who leads ayahuasca plant medicine ceremonies told me he does not have a name for it, other than it is everything. Others have described it as a place where your soul connects with your mind and physical being and informs you of your real purpose here on earth. Know thyself. Think for yourself. It is a place of magic and mystery where there are infinite possibilities. You are not confined to a box. You will begin to manifest your own future from a place of deep love, and your future actions, motivated by love, helps others, no matter your current job or life situation. I am here to tell you that reaching the field is not all that complicated. I mean, if I can reach it on a regular basis, mind you, then anyone can. I have been told the reason it is not in our popular culture is that the mainstream media wants you for themselves and wants to control your ego, often through fear messaging. It wants to keep selling you stuff that they tell you you need. They don't want you to think for yourself, because then you'll become empowered and they won't be able to control you with fear, which would be bad for them, as much of our activity stems from fear in today's world. I'm here to tell the mainstream media that it has nothing to worry about. Once you come back from the field, you are still going to buy stuff, you're still going to go to work. Now, you might buy different things out of love, not fear, and you might start leaning into your work to guide it in a new direction, but you'll still be there, at least for a while. Now, I'd like to talk directly to your ego, if I may. Listen, ego, you have nothing to fear either. In the field, we will let you wander off, take a break, go on a short vacation. You deserve it. You've been working overtime, trying to control everything. Don't worry, you'll come back after we come back from the field, but I do want to tell you, you'll be working with a changed person. Consider it a challenge. I mean, you're up for a good challenge, right? So you're probably wondering, how do I lead you into the field? It's pretty simple, really. But before I tell you, I want to comment on spiritual guides and practices like yoga or meditation or qigong or movement. These are all stepping stones to reaching the field, and I use them all, but they often don't tell you about the field. I wish they would and they should, but they don't, probably because these practices typically take a very long, long time, and they don't want to give you unrealistic expectations, or perhaps they have never reached the field themselves, so they can't share what they don't know. Although, at my yoga studio, I think every teacher there has reached the field, and yet they don't talk about it directly. Now, isn't that funny? Now, most who limit themselves to these particular stepping stones will probably never make it to the field, so why tell you something you probably won't experience with just their practices? That said, my objective is to lead you into the field the very first time we get together. If you like it and spend more time in the field, you'll find there is so much to discover with each journey, as again, the discoveries and benefits are endless, never mind the deepening bliss you'll feel. Now, about gurus or secret mystery schools that make you take an oath that you won't reveal their secrets, and or you can teach their, and you can't teach their techniques. Now, I've never had a guru or attended any of these secret societies. I am what a guru from India called self-realized. The benefit for you is that I can use a wide variety of techniques to guide you. And once you experience it, you are free to teach others without any oath to me. You're free, go out, teach the world, be my guest. Now, a word about my technique. I call it E equals CM3. E is emotional euphoric energy, because that is what you will be experiencing. And it is a super high energy vibration, which is brought on by a cocktail of the three M's, which are meditation, music, and movement, spiced with the C, which is cannabis. Now, cannabis is a magical female plant that is an amplifier of the spiritual experience, and in my opinion, does most of the work. I just provide the setting so that CM3 can do its magic. Yes, I facilitate the experience and offer my insight and intuition, And in advanced classes, I actually enter the field myself, which makes it easier to lead you into it energetically. So pretty simple, right? And oh, one last thing. It is fun to work with others on this journey, so I often introduce tantric exercises so you can weave this higher energy with another person or with a group of people. Each person comes with their own energetic blueprint, which helps fire off more of you, raising your vibration even higher. We even hold tantric slow speed dating events where you may or may not find your true love, but you'll definitely find love, that's for sure. I've also started a studio temple here in Portland. Come visit us. Come to a class or event, or immerse yourself in a multi-day overnight experience. For those of you from out of town, Portland has become a great foodie town with some of the best restaurants in the world, and more importantly, has natural high energy vortex areas right here in the city and definitely surrounding areas. Plus, it is filled with tribes interested in the quantum field, and we can go to events or parties they put on. It'll be great, or euphoric, as I like to say. So thanks for listening. Namaste, and have a nice day.